Today's protesters in Tehran's Grand Bazaar chanted slogans calling for the fall of the Iranian regime. They were ultimately dispersed when security forces fired tear gas. Since the 28th of December, the demonstrations have spread from Tehran to other areas, particularly in the west of the country. They were initially against the high cost of living, but are now taking aim at the regime itself, as this founder of a group supporting Iran's protesters explained to France 24.
Since last Sunday, it started with the bazaar, who went on strike and quickly joined by students. But the protests and the pressure inside of Iran, whether it is social or economic, is so high on the population that you have different parts of the population who are right now in the streets. You have all the people who don't find jobs, you have the students, you have the merchants, you have our parents, our grandparents. All the people have joined in a common call to end the regime.
Iranian authorities have announced they will give a monthly allowance to every citizen in the country in a bid to alleviate economic pressure. But for some Iranians, it's not enough. The government says it has heard the concerns of protesters, but has stepped up a crackdown on what it calls rioters. According to Norway-based NGO Iran Human Rights, security forces have killed dozens of demonstrators, including several minors. Iranian authorities say clashes have also claimed the lives of members of the security forces, including a policeman who was shot dead on Tuesday. US President Donald Trump has warned Iranian authorities against killing peaceful protesters, threatening that the US would intervene.